All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and list the podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on
Motivation.
So it's going to be a great one. Stay tuned. We also have some special guests in the house with us, co-hosts. We have the president of Minnetonka Park Association.
Hello, Celia, everyone.
And also the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Lady Faima.
Hello, hello.
So welcome. Thank you guys so much for coming in and joining us. And we have a show for you guys today on motivation, and we have some music coming up from Horizont and Kad Sai, and also Sol Del Sol and Dropbox. And also we have some special music coming from our music coordinator up here at CJSF from Carnivore. He's got some special music. So we also have our brother Wegedes coming in, and also Shkwait Shachlach coming in. So stay tuned for all that, and we're going to get this show on the road with some Horizont and their song called The Hive. And also I'd like to welcome people from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Sweden, from Italy, from Spain, from Egypt, from China, from Japan, from Ukraine, from Russia, from South America, from North America, from New Zealand, from Australia, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this world more beautiful and more wonderful.
Amazing.
Love it.
Yeah. So hang on to your seats, people. This is Horizont and The Hive. So enjoy, everyone. We'll be right back. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Widely, so she really was a virgin with a tiny face.
All right, we're back. That was Horizont and their song called The Hive from their album called About Time. So we're back, and we have on the line with us our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq peoples. And thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for everybody in the studio and listening around the world. It's a pleasure to be here.
Right on. We would like to ask you, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths and get this show started right.
Absolutely, bro. Let's get ready for our three awesome deep breaths by relaxing our body, maybe feeling how heavy your body is on your chair or on your feet if you're standing. Really focus in on the body and how you feel. Relax your neck, your shoulders, your lips, anywhere you might be feeling tension, so that as we breathe in and feel the appreciation and amazingness that this life has to give us, it comes into our body with ease and grace, and then we're just going to let everything go on that exhale. So let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Super good. Bringing all that love in from the outside. Super good. And one more. All the love in the world. Real nice. Wow, we're so lucky to have
you, buddy. Ooh, man, so special, man. It's always great to get those deep breaths in and get us all revived and ready for our subject. And we have a subject today, and it's on motivation, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. Another great topic you've chosen, motivation. And what motivation made me think of is our emotions. And, you know, it's really hard to get motivated if you're not feeling good, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling overwhelmed, or you're focusing on negative things. And that's why we do our deep breaths. We do our deep breaths to take us out of whatever emotions we're in, and they lift us up into a peaceful and healthy state. And a big thing that I wanted to mention about motivation is a tool that I call contrast. So in my life, I've been diligently working on my healing for 13, 14 years now, and I still have down times. I don't have down days anymore because of the tools that we talk about that pull me out of the little bit of depression that comes around once in a while. But a tool that I use to help keep me motivated when I'm feeling down is I remember how bad things were in the past. And then I'm able to take my current situation and say, oh, wow, yeah, no, I'm actually happy to be where I am. It's super easy to get kind of down in the moment if we're expecting a type of success, we're expecting a type of growth, and we just don't feel like it's here. But if you have a time in your life, probably in the past, where things weren't as good and you weren't as healthy as you are, just bring yourself back there for a moment or two. And then it'll make your current situation feel so much better. You'll be able to really appreciate those benefits that you've worked so hard for, because we're all working to be better, happier, and healthier, all of us. Mm. So I really use this tool of contrast to give myself a little bit of a refreshed perspective on where I am now. That makes me more appreciative, more grateful, and motivates me to keep doing this work. So how about you? What do you think about motivation?
Well, for sure, I've been reflecting on it very recently, and I just noticed, especially since, you know, our really hard topic on the introduction of the state of anime, and it, you know, it's a hard topic and stuff, but it helped me to realize and reflect on just what state that I was coming through. And my journey through that state was, I realized, just reflecting on it, it was always a state of suicidal tendencies. And just to reflect on that and realize the scope and why it was all there and prevalent throughout my life, it gave me this special happiness that, you know, I survived that. I came through that, I made it, and it's just like, it's a wonderful feeling to come through something that tumultuous and that tragic and that traumatic, and yet you're able to, like, breathe, take those deep breaths, and just realize, man, I'm alive. This world is wonderful. I can make a difference. I can be a positive influence to everybody around me, people that, you know, I don't see face to face, but, you know, through the airwaves on this radio program, and just being able to connect with yourself and some of our wonderful co-hosts here, it's just so special and amazing. And man, that just motivates me. That really just like jumps my motivation to a next level. I was motivated before, and it was more based on, you know, similar situations, you know, realizing, you know, I was standing against genocide, racism, and, you know, the negative parts of humanity. But this new level, it just so motivates me, keeps me going, and just I can tap into that DMT that we all produce in our bodies anytime, it almost seems like it. Like, if I start going down that same road, it just seems like I can trigger it. And it's just so awesome and amazing. And I wish that upon everybody, upon our listeners, and even ones that don't listen, I still wish it upon them. So that's my motivation, and that's what has me all ramped up and ready to come on the air and share with everybody and anybody that's willing to lend an ear. And I really appreciate you to join us and join us live and share your perspective and what helps you stay motivated, and all your wisdom and words on our subjects. Just a big appreciation to you.
Yeah, thanks, Chief. You are a master motivator, bro. No doubt about it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much. And yeah, we're looking forward already to hearing from you again. It's always just a special honor and a privilege to have you with us.
Yeah, my pleasure to tune in with you guys. Thanks for having me on. Lots of love to you and everybody around the world. Thank you so much for having me on Eagle Nation, everybody. Bye for now.
Beautiful.
Bye.
Thank
you. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people out in the East Coast. And yeah, we just welcome everybody. Oh yeah, I forgot to give a shout out to Philippines too. They're special listeners too from there, and everybody all over the world. Just a big shout out to everybody. Lots of love to everybody. And so we're going to carry on with our program, and then coming up next, we're going to be speaking with our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. We're going to play her a song from Kaza Sui, and their song is called The Drop. So stay tuned to that, and we'll be right back.
Wonderful.
Woo!
Thank you, everybody.
Woo.
Wow. I really enjoyed that, the way that it goes. It just brings us through a big storm. And then it tapers off just like a gentle rainstorm. Just beats down on us, and then it like softly goes into the universe and peaceful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah. So we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And our subject today is on motivation, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Well, there's been some interesting things said already. One thing that went through my mind is, like, we can have automatic or unconscious things that motivate us, like we're not even aware of it. Mm-hmm. And when I think of that, I think like our nervous system helps us to stay safe. So, you know, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And it's a super highway. So sometimes we think we're in danger. It's not even really a thought, and we punch somebody, or we run away, or we collapse, or we hide, or whatever. And that's we're motivated. We're motivated by survival and safety, but it's our nervous system, you know? Mm. Or unconscious, like what our families taught us. Like all of us have been taught all sorts of things day in and day out. So for me, the big thing is like the more that we can give ourselves some time to truly reflect on what's important, what our values are, and what we aspire to, the more that we'll be able to befriend our nervous system on a level, because survival's a good thing, mm-hmm. but do it in a way where it's coming more from that place of expansion and love on some level as much as possible. We're all human. And at the same time, and then the other thing that came to mind is, I know if we've been wounded along the way, which most mm-hmm. of us have a few dints and dings from different experiences in life, our nervous system remembers that. And so then that kind of adds to that. So it's just kind of, for me, how important it is for us to give ourselves reflection time to really consider who we want to be in the world and how we want to serve.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, these other things that are very natural, our nervous system and our sleep drives and our food drives and our sex drive and every other thing, all meant for our survival of species or self, they're great, but it's like, who do we want to be? Mm-hmm. You know? So I think that's that whole thing of the more we can shine awareness, which comes through reflection, the more we can make friends with this other aspect and be more of who we aspire to want to be and serve in the world. I don't know. That's sort of what comes to mind.
Very beautiful and wonderful to connect it to, you know, our natural instincts.
Yeah.
And just help us remember, you know, that we can tap into our motivation at any time and make use of it and just understand it and be aware of it. And very special. Yeah.
And beautiful.
Even loving that part of us that gets sad or depressed sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, because it's all happening for a reason, you know. Mm-hmm. And not fight it, like not kind of like swim in it. I don't want to swim forever, but to kind of understand it's there for a reason.
Mm. Yes,
yeah,
that's so true, and that's why I really love to get everybody's perspective and opinions on it, and it just really helps me just to understand the subjects more. And get another insight to it, and it just adds to all the knowledge and wisdom that we can attain.
Exactly. And,
that's why I also like to re-listen to our podcast too, and then I can reflect and just like really soak it in. And that would be a good idea for other people too. Like if they want to, you know, re-listen to it, just go to the podcast at the website CJSF 90.1 FM. And just some really cool knowledge. So we're going to get to our next guest, which is Shkwait Shakhlak, coming up. So we're going to play his song coming up next from Sal De Sol and Deep Box. And their song, it's a remix of Here Comes the Rain Again. But first, we'll be right back.
Time to start my day.
Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back. Stay tuned. We're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, and his song is from Sal De Sol and Dropbox, and the remix of Here Comes the Rain Again.
Oh,
so here does come the rain.
Is it coming soon?
Yeah, it's coming. All right. Enjoy, everyone.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory. Falling on my head like a new emotion. I want to walk in the open wind. I want to talk like lovers do.